call to order the Thursday, April 10th, 2025 Special Public Safety Committee meeting. I am here, Alderman Trulis is here, Alderman Soling is here. I think Alderman Funkhauser is on Zoom.
He is on Zoom.
With Chief Jensen and Marlis, our record taker, and some members of the public. So, any citizen comments on tonight's topic?
Yes, sir. You mind if I sit up here?
Absolutely. Come on up. And then, no, I forgot to say Jerry's here, too.
You can have it, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, you guys, how's everyone's night going today?
Good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Could you state your name?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. My name is Isaac, and I live at 3029 Make Leland. So the issue we have here with at least us, we use the street for parking pretty often because there's multiple of us in the house that drive. And you know how it is, like, you don't want to be moving around cars, everyone's schedule is different. But what I see with at least our street, when we do have our vehicles parked in the street, it doesn't really affect the flow of traffic. It's not blocking anybody's way. I mean, I'm looking at the ring camera all day, every day, and I don't see any issues with it. So my issue with that is I just want to know what exactly would that fix if you guys were to revoke the, you know, the parking between those hours?
Well, it would just be a few hours, not even hours in the morning, right?
Correct.
It would only be one side of the street.
It is.
So one side. Okay.
Yeah, so it wouldn't, like, I don't know what side of the street you if it would be the prohibited side or the non-prohibited side, but
right.
It would prohibit you from parking on the other side of the street during
those hours.
Days, during pickup and drop-off.
Okay,
so
I got you.
So that would be it.
Okay.
It's not a total ban on both sides.
Do you know which side it is by chance?
School side.
School side.
You could park on the school side. It would be opposite the school side.
Is the side that you can't park on.
That you cannot park on. So the time frame for that is in the morning from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. On school attendance days.
Okay.
So if it, like, Monday is a holiday and there's no school, it doesn't apply.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. And so just to make sure that I heard that correctly, so this is the side that I live on here. So the side here would be affected, I'm assuming? Because it's the opposite side of the school?
Yeah. Right, if you live on...
I live on 3029.
The west side,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you pull in, you're turning west to your driveway.
Okay.
That would not have the prohibition, right?
It's trying to...
Because the only thing that I have with that is on the opposite side of my house is a bus stop. So if we park there...
You'd be blocked at the bus stop, possibly?
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
And I don't want to do that. You know what I mean?
So it's the school is here, the front of the school. It's this side of the street.
Yes. Okay.
Can you see? Come on up.
Okay. That would be the no parking side.
But you're extending it onto...
So even
gonna
down
go,
here.
It's going to go to here.
Okay.
It goes from here to here. It does not include this.
Gotcha.
You're good then.
Yes, my issue here.
This is where we're next door to each other.
Now, the part of the reason we're doing that is what we're getting is we're getting a bunch of kids, parents that are getting there sometimes an hour and a half before school ends.
Yep.
They're parking on both sides of the road.
Yes.
And then the kids are, because the parents opposite, cars are coming down the road and kids are jetting out in front of cars.
Yep. And I mean, and like, I see that every morning, even with them having the, like, stop there. There's parents that line up, and then they block the driveway every day. So it's kind of the same thing. But, yeah, where my point was, we just wanted to make sure that us as residents, we're going to be able to park on that side and utilize the street parking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only on Grand Trail from Matlock down to McClellan.
So it's on Grand Trail to McLeland, and it's not affect. I got you.
So
okay.
This is Grand here. This
right.
is Met.
Yep.
This is
so that's not affected.
McClellan.
Yep.
So it's only from here on Grand Trail all the way around.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Sounds good. Gotcha.
You are,
cool. Well, thank you. That solves my part and, you know, what I wanted to know. So.
Remember, in summertime when the kids aren't in school.
Right.
Yeah. Or Christmas break.
Yep. No worries at all. Yeah, we just have a really big family, so I'm just trying to. If the worst came to worst, you know, we figure something out. But I want to just, you know, be able to make those changes. Cool.
I know my messages only, I'm the principal.
Yes. Okay, yes, yes.
I know my messages only go to the families who have kids there.
Yes.
But my our arrival and dismissal procedures talk about not blocking driveways and being considerate of the neighbor, like the people who live in the neighborhood who maybe don't have kids.
Right, yeah.
We got calls at the start of the year. Last year, I think that's when that part of Grand Trail got populated real heavily towards you, that the cars were blocking the driveways.
Yeah, because I
was, you know, trying to stress that we're not doing that.
Right.
People have moved in. Right. There are people living there. And so my messages do include, I sometimes hear from the neighborhood people that there are concerns, and so I usually push those out in my newsletters.
Okay, cool.
In fact, the bus stop that's parked across our street is perfect because there's no driveway in the area.
There's it's just always kind of like
so they park and
the house is on the side, so
can, you know,
it doesn't affect
parents can park behind the thing. It's perfect.
Wonder if it's middle school or high school.
I think it's middle school.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it's
middle school. It used to be by the corner of McClellan and Grand.
Grand Trail. It used to be on the Grand Trail side. No.
And that is the headache because, you know, when the school bus there, and then you have people park, you know, lining up there.
The only thing for our advantage for that is the middle school starts an hour earlier.
Right.
And so I've been trying to monitor, like, when the cars are pulling in, and we're not backed up all the way to McClellan. Until probably much closer to 8:20.
Yeah,
that staggered time is going to help with that.
Because I get up early and I see. And that was my main concern when this, you know, when we moved there, and I saw the lineup of the cars there, and I said, oh, I feel so sad for the people that have to get out of there because there's cars. Yeah. If they're, and then most of them are also blocking the driveway.
Yeah, we almost picked a lot there.
And that's the reason why I didn't pick that spot there, because of that problem in school. It's nice to be close to the school for kids.
But
yeah.
Cool.
Sorry.
That's good. Well, thank you guys. Thank you for answering all my questions for me. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Gentlemen, did you have...
No, because we're next door neighbors.
We're just next door.
We all live on that side of the street.
Yeah, and we have a big family too, and I have two college students, and then my younger son now is doing driver's ed. So we're playing musical cars.
Yeah.
But then they got boyfriends and girlfriends that come over. So it's like, where are they going to park?
Yeah. And keep in mind, it's only during an hour and a half morning, an hour and a half in the afternoon. That's it. So any other time, you're good.
Cool.
Yeah. We always believe in the safety of our children. That's the number one thing that we always watch. And, like, you know, like, I'm retired. I keep an eye on the community. Believe me, I keep an eye on the thing. I see children walking there. You know, I'd like to see them safe. I don't want to see people parking there. If there's some people parking there that we're not familiar, I question those things. I tend to write down what's this numbers because
license
plates. Because nowadays you have to be safe.
I do have a question. If that's okay.
Sure, Dan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I know your math?
Yes, go ahead.
Mine's electronic.
No worries.
So I'm curious, I know you have in green, like, the residences, but there will also be no parking on, like, this north side, right, all the way around to McClellan. So this part isn't green, but we are
No, the green was just the general area to cover. No parking starts here.
Here, and goes all the way
down around to here.
I just wanted to clarify.
On the opposite side of the school.
Okay.
Yeah, so the kids are running across the street.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, we're seeing cars park here and here and over here.
And they will.
Yeah, and they'll be parked here.
Yep.
Right, and they'll be parked here. Yep. So they will. They'll migrate. Mm-hmm.
They always do.
Okay, I just wanted to check.
Yeah. Any additional citizen comments?
That's old. That's easy.
Yeah.
Well, now we'll move to the agenda item. So. What we're here for, the parking restrictions.
Yep.
Yeah. Were we just doing citizen comments for that today?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay. Well, that's what it was for. It was a return on the letter, right?
Yep.
For general input.
Yeah. I have not spoken to Bart today. He was busy with meetings and we had a big case going. So I will get with Bart just to see if there's been any comments that City Hall's received. We've received none at the police department as far as complaints about this. The only thing we've heard from is residents with the HOA that they want the restrictions because it's dangerous for the kids to run across. Most of the comments have come from people that live right in that general area. So,
but, and this is hoped to be implemented for this fall's school year.
Or do you want to do it now? Yes, we could implement it. The goal was to take it to the next city council meeting and make sure that the city council was good with it. And then if the city council is good with it, they could vote to accept the, you know, make the parking restriction via the ordinance, and then Eric can get him and his staff can get the signs made, get them posted, and then we will start enforcement. Now, I will say enforcement, you know, because it's going to be new, we are going to be going there asking the cars to be moved. We won't write tickets first. Now, if we get a hard time from people, tickets will be written. And then it's gonna be a problem for people right in the beginning. You know how the parents are out there, unfortunately.
Yeah, so you're probably gonna have to shoulder some of it by informing the parents that
we already do.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm out there. I serve as a crossing guard in the mornings. What is that street? Right where the cars like turn in to the back loop. I'm sure that doesn't help you guys at all. But we have cars we have cars that park on, it must be Constitution. Right where our cars turn into the lot.
Yes.
And so I'm serving as a crossing guard to get our kids across. And right now we have a lot of families who want to walk them across on this side, in between the whole row of cars that we're trying to get in to get our staff inside to teach the classes. And so I'm trying to take them across Constitution and then across Grand Trail where I can walk them. And that way they're not in the way of the cars moving. Ideally it should be a quicker system.
If it's okay with you, how about if I put you in touch with Commander McMahon? Let's come up with a map where it's no parking marked on the map, and then where crossing is suggested. I can't stop someone 100%. From crossing in another area, but where it's suggested, and then we can post that on our social media. You can send it out to your parents. That way it's kind of a joint message.
Yep,
we can also put the ordinance in there specific to parking and let the parents know that you're not allowed to park there. We will be out there enforcing this.
I have a question for the school. Do you guys have volunteers, like parents volunteering on those times?
Not to help with during arrival and dismissal.
Oh, because where we came from the West, we always had parents volunteering for those, for the safety of our children.
I know the district has recently taken over the crossing guard allocation, and so I think that's fairly new, so as they build that out, I'm hoping that they'll be looking for community members to help with that. But right now, you know, we were waiting for some more formal things given the recent construction literally right across from the school before, you know, we move forward with that. But I already have some maps that are color-coded with red here and blue here, and this is what this is for, no parking and things like that. We do approach the cars and, you know, remind them and ask them there's no parking here. You know, we don't recommend parking here. This is the path for our cars who are following the dismissal procedure. You know, let them know where they can go to pick up their child. And so I'm sure you're familiar, but you're not always.
Because, you know, the entrance that we have in our community is right there where the school is. That's the most dangerous part right there because cars coming in, going out, and it's busy. And that, you know, like I said, you know, we have volunteers, parents volunteering on that part. It'll be great.
Yeah, I'll pass that along to Building and Ground.
See if you got anything?
No.
Should we put it on your last city council agenda? Or do you want to do it before the end of the month?
Having had to walk over a mile to go to school.
No shoes.
Rain, snow,
why we need to have so many cars picking kids up. But that's another issue.
That's true. And then I don't know, maybe if this is the right time to bring it up as well, but we have a stop sign right where we're at. I think it would be great if it was a three-way stop, because there's a lot of cars flying through that area all the time down the Grand Trail.
They come around.
Well, that's one of the things that
I... Why don't you send me an email,
and
then with the location, and then I'll forward it to the powers to be. So they'll have to... what we'll do is we'll send it to our traffic sergeant to look at, then we'll send it to our public works director and our city engineer to look and see if it meets the criteria
for
a stop sign based on, you know...
However,
Because sometimes I hear cars speeding up on that location, you know, while...
Grand Trail. They even come around, when they're coming down Grand Trail to turn around
McClellan,
to McClellan, they come around there quick.
That's what
and I catch it on my ring. Yeah. And I'm sitting at home, and I have my cameras running.
I was going to ask if you have, because we did that in the community, put a speed limit on the
signs.
They should...
There are speed limit signs through at the entrance and the exit, as all entrances to the subdivision. Mm-hmm. There are speed limit signs that they put up.
I think they're talking about like the electronic ones.
The electronic ones?
Not necessarily. Those are too expensive. But we can police the community if necessary.
Send me the location and then what your concern is, and I can forward that onto the proper. And then we do have speed signs that we they're trailers that do speed studies and stuff like that that we can. We can do
we solved it in our community and you know where I came from by monitoring those cars who are doing that thing and getting their license, and then they're given warning, you know, the third time they do it they get a hefty fine on that. You know, we're not after making money, but we are safety for the children, but some children they play in the street. Or especially in school, they just cross the street in between two cars. So
Craig,
I'm good.
You're good. Forwarding it on.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll send it on to City Council.
Sounds great to me.
Okay. Any additional business?
No. No? Sounds good to me.
Then we will adjourn our April 10th special Public Safety Committee meeting. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.